One of the first things on the agenda when Parliament opens this week will be increasing sick leave from 5 to 10 days. Parliament officially opens on Wednesday when MPs will be sworn in and a new Speaker will be elected. On Thursday, MPs return to Parliament for the state opening. Then it's into business. Workplace Relations Minister Michael Wood told our political reporter Joe Moyer he wants to get the doubling of sick leave right.
We think the right balance is to introduce it quickly, but to have a good select committee process.
So basically you see this as, I guess, more polarising with the business community perhaps than other legislation that has been pushed through quickly?
I wouldn't say polarising at all. In fact, many of the people I talk to in business absolutely understand the need for good sick leave entitlements and to be increasing them. What I would want to say is getting the implementation right is really important, and that's where a bit of time to work with businesses, to work with payroll is really important to make sure it rolls out smoothly, and that's in everyone's interests, employees and employers. Bear in mind, of course, that we do have the COVID leave scheme in place. We were trying to provide some support to employers to make sure that people who need to take a bit more time off, maybe on a precautionary basis at the moment, can do so.
But the fact, I guess, that you're wanting to double it, especially in light of COVID, suggests to the public at least that you think that there is a problem there for people who aren't able to take leave when they need to. We're going into a busy period, so therefore, isn't this, I guess, more important now than ever?
Well, look, there's a broader issue about the adequacy of leave that's been raised for a long period of time. COVID certainly highlights that. And we are moving on it quickly. Again, I'll make that point. We're planning to introduce it before Christmas, so we're not wasting any time. It's coming ahead of a lot of other legislation that other ministers would like to be pursuing. So I think we are moving on it quickly. But again, I'll make the point, you don't do anyone any favours if you rush it through, if you mess it up and it isn't implemented well.
What other stuff are you specifically working on at the moment that's, you know, in train to get across the line fast?
Oh, look, there'll be a couple of other announcements that I'll be looking to make before Christmas, and I'll just leave a little bit of anticipation there. Broadly speaking, there are other big areas of work that I think people will be familiar with. Obviously, the fair pay agreements are really important in terms of the employment relations space. Not to say that there'll be announcements before Christmas, but we've got a big work programme that's going on in that space. I've talked about health and safety and the ongoing work and making sure that we've got fit-for-purpose regulations there to make sure that we're really giving life and effect to the Health and Safety at Work Act and giving protections to the workers in the most vulnerable areas. So those are a couple of the areas that I'm focusing on between now and Christmas.
And that was the Workplace Relations Minister Michael Wood speaking to political reporter Joe Moyer.